serve and small enough to care at Landers Ford in Benton, where you get small town atmosphere and big city selection and the best deals going, because they want to be your car or truck dealer for life, and they'll prove it. All right, quick look back on the week that was in the zone as we wrap up this week. We had I didn't get John Daly in studio, but I got the next best thing. He was on the morning show.
Now it's time to look back. It's the best interview and show moments of the week. It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, John Daly in studio with the morning boys talking about Vijay Singh. He sent him a tweet. He suggested strongly, Vijay, don't do it, Vijay. Whatever you do, don't do it. Don't sue the PGA over the alleged defamation by the PGA because of the deer antler spray.
Yeah, I just think that he got away with something pretty big, and he should just let it go. He's 50 years old. He's lifetime member on the PGA Tour, can play our tour any tournaments he wants to, except the World Golf Championships and maybe the Players and the Majors, which he's always in the Masters and the PGA because he's won.
Move on, Vijay. Move on. Let her go. Also talked to Cliff Harris. Matt, did you ever suffer a concussion?
I did, yes.
I didn't think there was anybody that was tall enough to get to your head to give you a concussion. We actually had an NFL legend on, Cliff Harris, who played safety for a number of years with the Dallas Cowboys. You may have heard of him. He talked to us this week at the Paul Dunn Classic out at Maumelle Country Club about head injuries.
I mean, obviously there wasn't at all, really. I mean, the concussion, the thing was, I mean, you take young guys. I mean, these guys, people forget, these guys were 21 to 31 years old that play in the NFL. And you want to play. You want to be out there. And you're not thinking about, you know, when you'll never make it to 50 or 60. Are you kidding? They don't care.
Also talked about the Cowboys. Certainly some rough times over in Dallas. Some folks unsure about their draft. Some folks unsure about Jerry Jones as GM. Some folks unsure about Tony Romo.
I mean, you know, the thing about it, that's the way the life is down there, is to question everything that goes on in sports. And, you know, everybody's got an opinion on it. And, you know, and if we had been successful in the last few years, there were probably less questions and why and all those things like that. And, you know, because you don't question, you say, hey, the reason it is because that's the way we want it, because we've been winning Super Bowls, we've been to the playoffs. Well, we hadn't been to the playoffs in, whatever, 15 years or something. I mean, we've been to the playoffs but haven't won.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I question that. I mean, I wonder why. There's got to be some reason.
Yeah, there's got to be some reason. The one constant? Jerry Jones, I'm just saying. But when you're rich and you own the team, you can do what you want. O.J. Simpson, you may have heard, fighting for another day in court. Phil, we've all been there. Not really. No. But anyway, it's been, boy, great for David Letterman. David Letterman has had a field day with old O.J. Simpson. I guess David Letterman is assuming that O.J. Simpson will not get out of prison, because if he does, oh boy, you could be in big trouble, David.
O.J. is trying to get a new trial. He's demanding an L.A. jury. His lawyers said, look, O.J., we've been through this before. It's a long shot. It's probably not going to work. I mean, there's a slight chance that it might work. It could be just a waste of time. And O.J. said, you know what? I think I'll take a stab at it.
You tell me that hasn't been recycled?
I like it.
Some of you were booing me, weren't you? O.J. Simpson, back in court in Las Vegas, walked into the courtroom and he turned to the judge and he said, who'd I kill this time? What O.J. said. O.J. has been in prison in Nevada for 4 years, and authorities say he's been a model prisoner. He has not murdered his new wife, Kevin.
So good.
O.J. has gained weight. He's gained weight. I don't know. Apparently, the only knife he's been using lately is the butter knife. Oh. Thank you.
It's good stuff. I just hope he never gets out. Ricky Williams was in studio, former Razorback, Matt. He actually was about to go to the Air Force Academy. Coach Hadfield, when he was there, recruited him there. Then he came to Arkansas and said, hey, need you to come to Arkansas. And he was still wanting to go to the Air Force Academy. So that was the plan. Then a couple of very important people in Ricky's life got involved, and, well, he changed his tune.
I go on a recruiting trip. Otis, Kerry Hall, all these big-time guys, Keith Jackson, all those guys are there. They leave us in the recruiting room for, like, 2 hours, me and my buddy Anthony Chambers by ourselves. So I said, there's no way I'm going to the University of Arkansas. So anyway, I get off a plane, and I had headed to VMI. They were recruiting me as well. I get off a plane. There's Fred Goldsmith waiting for me at the airport. All right. I said, Coach, you know, you guys left me for 2 hours. I'm not going to the University of Arkansas. So anyway, Coach Goldsmith says, go home, think about it. And I get home. My mother says, the governor called you. I said, no way. She said, yes, he did. Here's his number. Call him back. So to appease my mother, I called the governor at the number that she gave me. And sure enough, Governor Bill Clinton answered the phone. He answered the phone. And
hey, Ricky.
And he said, you know, Ricky, that they made a mistake. And I would appreciate if you would go to the University of Arkansas. And so what's an 18-year-old going to say is that, yes, sir. So, but anyway, once I got to the University of Arkansas, you know, Coach Hatfield is a golden man. He taught us a lot. He really taught us that the little things make a big difference in life.
Did the governor call you to recruit you to Arkansas, man?
Not at all.
Has he called you since you were a Razorback?
Nope.
Well, he didn't get you on the course with Bill Clinton.
The current governor would not be making those calls for Arkansas.
No, he's also a heck of a stick, though, I understand, on the golf course. Oh, you'd have a better chance beating Clinton, I think, than you would BB.
I've met BB out there at Chenal, out there with Hocut.
Yeah.
We're out there playing. Was he not out there when me and you played?
I think he was maybe once,
But then this summer, not this summer, but last summer, he was out there.
The clip of the week belongs to John Brady, though. We got real with John Brady yesterday. You may have heard Brandon Reed, after leaving following his freshman year and going to Georgia Tech, is returning for his final season at Arkansas State.
Well, of course not. I mean, you know, no. I mean, he can help me do what we want to do as a team, and I can certainly help him do what he wants. You know, there's no one-way street in any kind of relationship or anything. And had he averaged 3 points a game here, he wouldn't want to come back anyway.
That was in response to a question of, would you be welcoming him back if he averaged 3 points a game as a freshman? And he said, well, heck no. I love the honesty, because a lot of coaches say, oh, yeah, we're just trying to do what's right by the kid. Not John Brady. I like that. Honest. What's coming up on overtime?